A young man with a neatly trimmed goatee and a fedora hat opens a bottle of craft beer and takes a gulp inside a smart bar in Johannesburg. The customers are dressed in designer clothes. Luxury vehicles line the street outside. Rivulets of ice-cold water stream down gold taps, leading to kegs of specialty beer. For many South Africans, says beer writer Lucy Korn, craft beer is a fashion.
I think at the moment there are a lot of people who are drinking craft beer. They are drinking it simply because it's cool, and they don't necessarily know anything about what they're drinking. It sounds really patronizing, but some people don't even necessarily know if they like what they're drinking, but it's cool to drink it, so drink it anyway.
A walk-in fridge keeps hundreds of craft beers cold in the Linden liquor store in Johannesburg. Owner Jerry D'Souza says people who first started buying the specialty brews from him about 3 years ago did so because they wanted pure beer.
Now it's becoming a fad, it's becoming a fashion. You've got to have five different types of craft beers if you're worth anything.
But microbrewer André de Beer insists the growing demand for craft beer isn't just a fleeting fashion.
I don't think it's a fad that's going to fade away. It's here to stay. People enjoy a proper, flavoursome product. And as long as we keep on offering that as brewers, the customers will be there.
But several top brewers warn that bad practices are creeping into the sector that could threaten its long-term survival. Moritz Kalmeyer says he was recently asked to help some craft brewers who wanted to find out why their beer wasn't selling.
You can brew a brilliant beer and you can screw it up by putting it in a dirty keg. And this is what happened. Their beer was always sour, always off. Don't send out beer that is substandard. It will kill your business.
Korn says some craft brewers don't make consistently good beer.
A lot of the people who are brewing the beer, they haven't tasted lots of different beers, so they're making beers in styles that they don't necessarily know what they should taste like. A lot of them have got teething problems.
Right now I'm busy cleaning up after having filtered one of our beers.
A brewer shows visitors around the Gilroy Brewery near Johannesburg. Owner Steve Gilroy says some microbrewers are packing their beer with CO2 and hops in the misguided belief that this will make it more popular.
Most of the brewers aren't listening to the public. They're turning people away from beer because they're making it A, too bitter, and they're making it B, far too gassy.
Korn says the downside to the craft beer explosion is people jumping on the bandwagon and thinking that they know how to make good beer when they don't.
I read tweets of people who drink certain beers and I taste them and I'm like, there is no way you're enjoying this beer. This beer is dreadful. You know?
Some brewers believe profiteers are the biggest dangers to the artisanal beer sector. Gilroy charges just over $2 for a pint of his beer, but some pubs and breweries charge much more than this, varying in some cases from $4 to $6 per pint.
I believe, and I'm seeing this with a lot of the craft breweries at the moment, they're elevating their prices. Now, this gives me the impression that they think the venture that they're in is a short-term venture, and they've got to recover costs in the shortest period of time. It's a sign of weakness.
As the boom continues and people seek to make as much money as possible from it, Korn sees no end soon to rising prices for specialty beer.
To be honest, it's getting more expensive. You know, over the last year or something, I'm seeing the prices going up. You know, I've got a friend who runs a bar in Cape Town, and he can get a keg from an American brewery, and even taking into account transport costs and customs and everything, at the end, it only costs a couple more rand for him to put that on tap in his bar than it does some of the locally produced beers, which is kind of ridiculous.
Chief brewer at South African Breweries, Martin Brooks, is confident that some of the small beer makers will become big businesses.
I think over the next 5 to 10 years, you'll start to see some of the main current smaller craft players start to sort of grow into becoming more commercial, but hopefully still maintaining their independence and the integrity around the different styles of products which they're producing.
But before this happens, says Gilroy, breweries that are making bad beer will die off, as he puts it.
A lot of the craft brewers won't be sustainable. They're going to fall away. In about 3 years' time, South Africa's going to have a huge amount of second-hand brewing equipment kicking around.
Most close to the craft beer sector are, however, certain that specialty beer will continue to be an important part of South Africa's alcohol market. They say now that the country's developed a taste for artisanal beer, the days of it accepting that beer is only about factory-produced lager are over. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.